Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Something's happening to me.
My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And folks, if you want to find a tutorial on how to buy and sell or sell a business, just go into my website and type in Russell Brown. And go and listen to the interviews. Pick out the dozens of scores of interviews that Russell and I have done on buying and selling a business over the last 13 and a half years. And Russell, thank you again for that, folks. And then, of course, that's going to make you want to check out his books, strategies for successfully buying or selling a book, and then, of course, preparing your business for sale. And it won't take you long to realize that Russell is the guy who knows the most about this than anybody. And so, find out whatever he has to offer. And let him help you with it, which we're doing right now. Russell, thanks again for doing that. We're talking about a checklist, a track to run on. In the previous segment, we talked about making sure that you really do want to sell before you go to all this trouble. The next thing is, Russell, is make sure that you start to evaluate what your company is capable of. How would it be attractive to a buyer? Is that right?
Well, basically, yeah. You want to pull together all of that information, the written information, about your company. And what I mean, you know, is certainly all the financial statements, you know, make sure they're up to date, make sure you have them.
Because these are the things that a prospective buyer is going to want to see. And if
absolutely.
If you don't like what they look like, how are they going to like what they look like?
That's right. And don't worry about the bottom line numbers yet. I mean, you know, that's not something I'm talking about here, but just getting them together. I a lot of small business owners, might be under the phone book next to the printer, and whatever, you know. So, but anyway, yeah. So scare those things up. Make sure you've got at least the last 3 years of information. And because, again, like you say, that's what you're going to need to show a prospective buyer. And you're going to need that also to determine a value of the business so that you can put a realistic asking price on it. So anyway, gather all that information. Gather stuff about, make a list, if you don't have it, of your suppliers. And also customer lists are important.
So should you just say, okay, if I were buying this business, what would I ask for?
You know, that's an excellent way of doing it. You have to ask yourself that question, and that's what you're going to need.
Mm-hmm.
So gather that, again, gather it together, because it's probably in the four different compass directions around your business there in the office. And now you've got that assembled. And that's not a trivial issue.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're set to go there. Okay, then you got to think about a buyer. You know, what is most likely is the type of buyer going to be for you to buy your business? You know, and that's important, because you got to target, and you got to give a broker, if you use a business broker to help you sell the business, you got to give them an idea of the kind of person that you think would be most likely interested in your business and able to run it. That's the other key thing. So just to give you some broad ideas, I mean, are we talking about an individual? Is this a small business who you target to another individual to purchase it? And if so, what kind of knowledge should that person have?
Mm-hmm.
Do they need a strong financial background? Do they need a specific technical background of some kind? I mean, do you do repairs on things? Do you have an auto repair facility? Things like that. So obviously that's starting to push you in the direction of people who would have knowledge of that particular service or product that you offer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so So that's identifying type. And the other type of buyer, by the way, is, of course, another business. And a lot of people overlook this because they don't think, especially in the smaller businesses,
mm-hmm.
you don't think that another business might want to buy your business. And then, by the way, for anyone who's out there who's listening, who owns a business and isn't interested at all in selling, but really would like to do a little bit better in sales and profits at this time, keep in mind that one of the best ways to grow a business is to buy another business,
mm-hmm.
fold it into yours.
Right.
And again, there's a whole other set of things you need to think about along those lines, and not the topic today, but that's a key way. That's a very important way that you can.
And it might. And your best prospect is not necessarily going to be your competitor across town as much as it might be somebody who does what you do in the next town over.
Exactly. When I talk about if that's the type of customer that you might want to pursue, you do have to take a lot of care mm-hmm. in not giving away business secrets and
right.
things of that nature.
Isn't this where a third party can help? This would be where a business broker could be handy, I would think.
Absolutely.
They can operate in a blind way without telling, what if this were available kind of a thing?
Right. Yeah, a specialized business broker
right.
relative to your business is an
mm-hmm.
ideal broker to have, and
right.
also one who knows how to do business appraisal,
right.
business valuation, and uses
Nothing against realtors, but a realtor is not a business broker. Let's make sure the person who you want to help sell your building is not the same person, probably, that you want to help sell your business. I'll take a quick break. BizPricer.com is one of Russell's websites. Tint Hill, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.